Gracious Father, you always encourage us to ask big when we ask you. And so, Lord, I just need a little bit of help here because I'm going to be asking people for their precious earned finances. Give me the heart to ask big and for you to bless that. In your holy name, amen. My wife and I, we often receive requests to, you know, financially partner with people that are going on a mission trip or are going to start working in ministry. And most times it's a letter or an email. And the request is, hey, Fledge, Julie, would you please support us? And so I'll go to Julie and say, hey, we have a request for someone to support them. And Julie will ask me, well, how much do they need? Or how much do they want? Or how much are they asking for? And my reply is, most times, you know what? I don't know. And so she's thinking, do we give them $25? Do we give them a one-time gift? Do we do a recurring gift of $100? And I actually don't know because they didn't ask for a specific amount. So if someone contacts us and said, hey, Fledge, Julie, I'm going on a trip. It's costing us $10,000, $12,000, $2,000. And I'm looking for 10 people for $100. Would you be one of those 10? That gives me the right information to go to my spouse and say, hey, Jules, we've got someone going on a trip and they're asking for a $100 one-time gift. And my wife and I can turn around and go, yeah, we can do that. So what is important about that communication is the person asking has asked for a specific amount. So ask for a specific amount. Don't ever just have a message that says, hey, anything that you can give. Now, there's nothing wrong with asking for $100 or $25 or $50 and then also inserting something that will say, or any amount that you would like to give would be helpful. No worries whatsoever. So that is the first part of this. Please ask for a specific amount. And the second part is, if someone asks Fledge and Julie for $50, then we might give $50, or maybe we don't have that, we might give $25. The chances are we're not going to give $100 or $200 or $500 because they've asked for $50 and that's what we will honor. So in your ask, ask big. Man, ask big. If you're looking for $100, ask for $200. Ask for $250. Ask for $500. Ask for $1,000. Just ask big. If someone asks Fledge and Julie for $1,000, we might turn around and say, you know what, we can't give you $1,000, but we can give you $500. When you ask big, you may receive big, or you might receive a little smaller. If you ask small, you're probably not going to get anything big and you'll receive small. So jump out on faith, look at your list, connect with your people and say, let's see, I was going to ask this person for $10. Maybe I should ask for $25. Or I was going to ask this one for $50. Maybe I should ask for $150. And you'll be amazed and surprised in what ways the Lord may show up. So ask for a specific amount and man, jump out on faith and ask big. I hope this is helpful and encouraging. And please let us know if there's anything that we can help with.